Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
My next guest, Gary Brown, is an ex-professional rugby player with Leinster, a chartered physiotherapist and a strength and conditioning specialist. Apparently, that's a big, long title you have, Gary.
Very long, yeah.
So tell me about yourself and a strength specialist, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and is there a need to be a strength specialist?
Not particularly, no. Strength is one part of fitness.
Yes.
But I would particularly focus on strength. Being with the population that we see in the clinic, strength is such a predominant need. So it is something that I'd specialise in besides the physio.
Well, let me ask you this, because we've always been told that fitness is defined by cardio and that lifting weights is for, I don't know, sports people on Instagram. What are the main benefits of strength training?
Right. So when you look at our overall lifespan and health span, there's two aspects of our fitness that have a significant positive impact on our lifespan and health span. One is our VO2 max, and the second is our strength. So our VO2 max is how much oxygen you can take up when you're under stress. So we would have people come into the clinic, and we would put them on a treadmill or a bike, and we would ramp it up and see how much oxygen they can take, and then we would look at their age group and give them an idea of how fit they are. Strength is, when we look at the benefits of it, there's a whole list of benefits. Like there's the acute benefits of lowering your blood pressure, lowering your cholesterol, increasing your concentration and focus in school and work. There is the impact that it has on our joints. So we would see a lot of females come into the clinic with osteoporosis. And the number one thing we'll do is put them on a strength program. But strength is metabolically expensive. And what I mean by that is, so we all have a basal metabolic rate or a resting metabolic rate. It's just a fancy term for how many calories do we burn. So you and I sitting here now are burning calories. The more strength and muscle mass you have, the more calories you're going to burn when you're sitting at home.
Okay.
Watching the
the
toy show tonight.
Keep going. Yeah.
You're
going to
burn more calories.
Okay. If you're stronger.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so you can work on your cardiorespiratory fitness to increase your VO2 max. However, that's not going to have an impact on your strength. Whereas if you strength train, you're going to raise your metabolic rate, but you're also going to have a positive impact on your cardiorespiratory fitness as well.
Okay, because people are under the illusion that you just have to be running on a treadmill or killing yourself on a bike to be fit, but you don't have to.
Strength training will do that too.
Let me ask you this, because when I go to the gym in the afternoon, it is flooded with young lads who sometimes are no more than 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Is that too young?
No, it's not. And I know what you mean. In my gym, I see them going around, they're like going around in wolf packs, taking up all the gear. But the thing with kids and young people, so when kids are growing up, their physical development is so important. The best way to do that is through sport and gameplay.
Okay.
But once they've mastered their movement patterns and they're being coached on technique in a safe and effective environment, you can start weight training from 7-8 years of age. It's completely safe and it's
7-8?
7-8, yeah. Yeah. As long as it's been coached correctly and it's in the right environment, they're fine to strength train.
Okay, a few texts coming in on 51552. Somebody's texting me saying, how do I know how much weight to lift?
So you don't really need to know. If you're starting out, you don't really need to know. You just have to start. So
Somewhere,
exactly. And start light. So if you're going to the gym for the first time and you get on a machine, deliberately put it light at a light weight and do 8 repetitions and see, gauge, is that too heavy for me or is that too light? If it's too light, just up it a little bit. And try and do 3 sets. The key to it, though, is the next time you go back, you know the weight that you did. Because with strength and with muscle mass, the most important part of it is that continuous, consistent stimulus to the muscle.
Okay.
So going back and doing the same weight, the same repetitions all the time isn't going to do anything. It's just going to maintain the strength you have.
Okay.
You want to constantly increase
it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Another text in saying, if I suddenly stop strength training, will my muscle turn to fat?
No. Muscle...
That's a common misconception,
yeah,
isn't it?
There's so many of them. This is the problem. And I understand the battle that people have with all of these because there's so much information out there. Muscle and fat are different tissues. What happens is when you stop strength training, your muscle will atrophy or begin to waste or diminish. And what happens, as I said earlier on about the metabolic rate, when your muscle diminishes, you are now at a metabolic rate where the food you're eating is probably going to exceed your rate, and you're going to put on body fat.
Okay.
So your muscle is wasting, and you're now putting on, you're easily putting on more body fat because your metabolic rate isn't burning calories.
And what about food and diet? Is that important when you're weight training?
Yeah, it depends on where you're at with this, you know, currently.
Yeah.
But definitely when you're going to strength training, you need to give yourself enough protein. Protein's mm-hmm. the main source that you need to look at. And it's probably the hardest because it's, let's be honest, like chicken, beef, eggs, they're not things we crave.
They're not bread.
They're not bread.
They're not bread, Gary. You know what I mean?
I know.
But we need to up our protein if we are.
We need to try and up it a little bit, make a conscious effort to up it, because that's the building blocks of muscle.
Well, you're built like a tank, so I believe everything you say, and I'm going to up my strength training now. Come here. If people want more information, where can they go?
Personalhealth.ie, that's our clinic.
Deadly.
So we do medical fitness testing, strength testing, VO2 max, all of that. So they can just check out the website, make a booking if they want to come in. We might get you in if you want to come in.
I would love to come in. Yeah. I would love to come in and do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm training for a big TV show in the new year,
so I might
kick off in December.
Let's get you in.
Instead of leaving it too late.
Yeah.
Gary Brown, thank you so much for popping into the studio, and we'll be back with more after these.